Good afternoon, and welcome to this episode of the AdDrop podcast. As we take a spin around college basketball, we find ourselves today with the Belmont Bruins. I am joined by head coach Casey Alexander. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm not bad. Now, your story is interesting. You played at Belmont, are in the Hall of Fame. You left, came back. What makes Belmont home for you?
Well, that's an easy one. First of all, I'm also a Nashvillian, 50 years old, and I've lived in Nashville 48 out of those 50 years. And so, and I've spent, gosh, almost 25 of those now at Belmont. So a player, an assistant coach for 16 years, now back as the head coach for four. So if it's not home by now, then I've wasted a lot of time.
I hear now when you. This is the first year of the Bruins being in the Missouri Valley. Just quickly, do you see any difference between the Ohio Valley and Missouri Valley, or is the team at this point where basketball is basketball?
No, there's a difference. And it's not in any way, shape, or form to say that the Ohio Valley Conference wasn't a great conference for us and didn't have great teams. It did. It had great coaches. We enjoyed our 10 years in the OVC. But now in the Missouri Valley, it's just different. In all ways, I think from top to bottom, the teams are better. There's more traditional fan bases, support, resources, commitment, success levels, style of play. Just a lot of differences, not to mention just geographically as well.
As you evolve through the coaching ranks, you probably had a few mentors. Who stands out as the person you could point to and say, you know what, I learned much from this person?
Rip Bird. He's the only guy I ever worked for. So about everything I learned, for good, for better or worse, was from him. And he was my coach, and he was the head coach the whole time I was here. He's a Hall of Famer. He won over 800 games. Gosh, he's in about a dozen Hall of Fames. Very well respected, not only just for winning, but just a great man of character and integrity, and really a coach's coach. And there's not anybody who's spent any time with Coach Bird that doesn't have great admiration for him. And I would put myself at the top of the list. So really lucky. A lot of coaches bounce around from place to place and learn a lot of different experiences, which is very valuable in a different way. But I happen to be at a great place that I loved, that was very successful, and learned it this way.
What is the biggest misconception about Belmont basketball? What do you hear that you kind of chuckle at? Oh, that's not really us.
I take it more as a positive than a negative, honestly. We've been so good on the offensive end for so long, had a lot of success. For example, we led the country in 2-point field goal percentage, like 5 out of the last 7 years at one point. We've led the country in assists per game 3 out of 5 years, and so we've always had a great 3-point shooting team. I think we're second in the country right now, 3-point field goal percentage. So we've gotten a lot of attention on that end of the floor as a team that's fun to watch, fun to prepare for, hard to guard. And so we don't get any credit on the defensive end, of course, but we've had a lot of success in this program for a long time, and you can't accomplish that without being sufficient on both ends of the floor. I don't know how good we are, but we're good enough. So,
As someone who coaches basketball, been around basketball, do you believe there's a difference between a team that shoots three pointers or a 3-point shooting team?
yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, anybody can say, yeah, I mean, we lead the country in threes attempted per game. I mean, that's not a hard stat to accomplish if that's what your mission is to go out there and just let them rip. And even the threes made per game, I mean, you've got to be a good 3-point shooting team to make a lot of them, but making 12 or 13 a game sounds great, but not if you're shooting 40 a game. It all depends on percentages. And so we've built our team. I mean, efficiency is another area where we've been really good on the offensive end. And I think we're top 25 right now in effective field goal percentage. And so that's really what it all comes down to is your points per possession, and are you efficient with what you're doing? And then if you can throw those other, pretty stats on top of it with makes and records and things like that, that's just gravy.
On November 18th, you lost to Tarleton State by 8. that point, that made the Bruins 1-3. Was there a point that you kind of look back and say, you know what, this was kind of the change in mentality where things start clicking, even though you lost?
Well, first of all, that game we lost by 8, but it felt like about 28. I mean, it was never a game. They were the better team. They dominated the game from beginning to end. We were in a really tough spot, having lost 3 in a row. I don't remember the last time Belmont lost 3 in a row, but I would guess it's been a long, long time ago. We had a lot of new faces, a lot of questions, and so there was a lot of head scratching going on. We were actually in a tournament in the Virgin Islands when we lost that game. That was the first game of the tournament. And we played George Mason the second night, who, by a lot of accounts, might have been the favorite going into the tournament. Wyoming was a really good team at the time, and George Mason as well. And so backs were against the wall, to say the least. But we found a way to beat George Mason. And so, to answer your question, that was the first real sign during the regular season that, that we had some pieces that we could put together and find a way to win, and that's, considering the circumstances, 3-game losing streak, a bad loss to Tarleton, as far as margin goes, and a good George Mason team finding a way to win was, it didn't all click at that moment, but we thought, okay, there's a chance. If we can continue to improve, we've got a chance here.
Coming out of that, what did you learn about your team when the squad started to put things together? You kind of saw them build. Is there anything that you learned different that you weren't sure going out of that out of losing streak into the win streak, or is
Yeah, it was interesting because we didn't change anything. It's not like we made offensive or defensive, schematic changes. We were playing we early in the season. We lost our starting point guard 3 days before the season, and he missed the first 6 games. And then when he came back, he was nothing like his regular self, and he still isn't, honestly. And that took 4 or 5 games just to adjust to get him back in the lineup. So, with so many new faces to begin with. With our starting point guard, who was a real stabilizer for us, a guy that we knew was going to play a lot of minutes. He's not available, so we're starting a true point guard at point. In his first 6 games, when he's not ready for that, he's a good enough talent, but he wasn't ready to start and play 30 minutes in a Division I game. It just took us a while to get going. And I think that having all of our pieces together, the experience of playing together, it ended up being kind of a mixed blessing that when Keyshawn Davidson did come back. That our freshmen had grown up a lot, and now we've got two freshmen, two of our best four players, really, as far as scoring goes, are freshmen, true freshmen.
when we come back from break, I want to discuss your players and kind of look at the stretch drive in the Missouri Valley and getting to the tournament. But that's after break. You're listening to the AdDrop podcast on the FBC Radio Network. We are back with AdDrop podcast. Terrence Biggs, Belmont head coach Casey Alexander. Coach, when we look at your team, Ben Shepherd jumps to mind. You have just a player that has played 4 years at Belmont, is a excellent 3-point shooter, just picked up his scoring, plays 35 minutes. When you see Ben, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of Ben's game?
Versatility, completeness. I mean, you look across the stat sheet, cumulative stats, and you don't find any holes anywhere. He's got a great 2-point percentage, a great 3-point percentage. Well, I should say he could improve his free throw shooting, but he shot the free throw his free throws really well, even in the last second half of the season. So he leads us in rebounding. He's got a good assist turnover ratio. He guards the other team's best perimeter player every game. And he has just been rock solid for us all season long. I mean, we've got some great players in the Valley, but he's definitely in a small handful of conversation of for consideration as player of the year in the Valley.
One thing I've noticed about the Bruins, like, regardless of how much time somebody gets on the floor, there's an aggressiveness when they crash the boards. Is this something that you stress, or is it something that organically happened?
Well, we don't give many comments about how we crash the board, so you've been watching closer than others, or you're seeing something that I'm not seeing. But I do agree with you in a sense that I think our guys play hard. I do think that when role players, as they call them, that might come in and get, just a handful of minutes, are ready to go. We expect them, to carry their weight, and that's. that's part of being in this program, and that's just how we play. So I think one of our secrets, one of the reasons for our success over the course of time is that, you know, Belmont gets closer to a 200-minute game, game after game, season after season, than a lot of teams out there do. Our guys compete well, and they play hard for each other.
Now, you have another senior in Drew Freiberg. What do you see as Drew's strengths, and how do you see him down the stretch going into the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, well, it's easy. His strengths are his three-point shooting. He's almost 50% on the season. He's been in the top 10 in basically every three-point shooting category all season long. His weaknesses would be everything else, but his strengths overcome his weaknesses. So he's been great for us. You know, he's a Princeton transfer. Princeton, as you know, Ivy Leaguers cannot play, are not eligible to play if they're in grad school. And so he had to transfer out for his last year. We're close with some guys on that staff. They knew it would be a perfect fit for us. We knew it would be a perfect fit for us. And so Drew's been really awesome. He's a great weapon to have. I mean, that guy, when he's open, he's about as automatic as anybody I've been around. He's been very important to our success.
One of your true freshmen that you mentioned, Kate Tyson, shoots extremely well, gets to his free throw line, shoots. Are you surprised at his quick evolution this season, or did you expect him to have this impact so early?
Well, we thought that he and Jacoby Gillespie both would have an impact. Now, you don't know how significant that's going to be. Freshmen, it doesn't really matter what credentials they come in with. They all kind of accelerate at different paces. But we could tell early on, even back in the summer, you know, Cade is very serious about the game. He's a hard worker. He's a confident player, kind of mature beyond his years in a lot of ways. And so when we start playing 5-on-5, when we had preseason scrimmages, when we had our scrimmage against other Division I teams, you know, he held his own. So from that point, since then, we're definitely not surprised at anything that he's done. You know, he came off the bench the first couple of games, but then I think he started. We played 21 games now. He's probably started. He's missed two with an illness, but I think he started 17 out of the 19 games since those first two. He started every game since those first two that he's played in.
Every team tends to have a guy who's the lunch pail workhorse type. Just guy does the dirty work, like the guy under the glass. You have a guy in Evan Bronze who is a big body, but he actually shows the willingness just to like fight under there and get those rebounds. Have you seen Evan over the last 3 years improve, and what has been his biggest improvement?
Yeah, of course. He's definitely improved. He spent his first two seasons, you know, both marred by COVID like everybody else in the country, but he was behind one of the best players we've ever had at Belmont, and Nick Musinski, who's a four-time all-conference player. Literally all 4 years, he was an all-conference player. So Evan just didn't get many chances. His minutes were very limited, very hard to develop for post players, you know, when you're not getting a lot of minutes. And so, you know, to see him this year and the contribution that he's making, his the elevation of confidence for him has been real significant in his growth. And you see most of it on the defensive end. He's not a great natural scorer on the offensive end, although he has a lot of athleticism and he can make some plays. It's really his impact on the defensive end that has helped us the most. He's only got, you know, maybe 30 something block shots on record, but he's probably got almost twice that many that weren't recorded. I mean, he's got multiple possessions where he's had multiple block shots in the same possession, and that's a real force for us on the defensive end.
Now, last question is it's a food question. You're a Nashvilleian. I'm sure that there's the best chicken place. If someone was going to Nashville on vacation, what is the best chicken spot?
Well, you're talking hot chicken. I assume you're talking Nashville hot chicken. And so, you know, well, the line is going to be the longest at any Hattie B's location in Nashville, and it's exceptional. Hattie B's is probably anybody coming to Nashville that Googles hot chicken, that's probably what they're going to get. But Prince's is the original, and, you know, Nashvillians would favor that as the first and best But you can get it everywhere. I mean, it's on every menu. It's everywhere you go. So it's pretty good stuff. I like it. I like hot stuff, so I'm a big fan of hot chicken.
The Belmont Bruins play the Drake Bulldogs this Sunday, 3 o'clock. Coach Casey Alexander, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the AdDrop Podcast.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for asking.
Thanks.